Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:21 British Summer Time. Today is July 18th. Well, today, another eventful day. The Chinese market was down by about 1%, and the Hang Seng was down, pretty much unchanged on the day. But more generally, there was a general pattern of strength right across the Asian market and indeed into Europe. The Indian market, where the banks were particularly weak yesterday, bounced back rather emphatically in here today, and that can be viewed as really quite positive. And when one looks at exactly where the leading shares are, and the biggest share in the index is ITC, which is a subsidiary of British American Tobacco, that's a bit overextended at present, but it remains in really quite a consistent advance. And Tata Consultancy, which is probably the company that's going to benefit most from the weakness of the rupee, and is a world leader in terms of its consultancy services and its applications, that is also in a very consistent advance. So despite the fact that there is a great deal of anxiety expressed about India and that the currency has been weakening, well, the banks found support today just where they needed to. That's really a positive. And the leading consumer companies and the leading exporters are doing quite well. So, provided the banks continue to recover from this level, then the benefit of the doubt can continue to be given to the upside. And provided the Nifty remains above its 200-day moving average, then we can give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Elsewhere in Asia today, the majority of markets were in positive territory. And Indonesia, Malaysia, Thailand, the Philippines have all extended their advances. And on the currency front, the Korean won and the Taiwan dollar were a bit weaker in here today. And the dollar continues to rally towards the upper side of what has been a two-year base against both of those currencies. In Europe today, we saw that the majority of markets were in positive territory, but the stronger performers were those that are probably most weighed on by anxiety about their sovereign markets. And both Spain and Italy today were stronger, Spain by 1.85% and Italy by 2.28%, which led the advances in the region. And the S&P 500 pushed on to new high ground in here today. It was up 0.5% and closed out the day at 1689. As I'm looking at the screen at present, the NASDAQ 100 future was down 31, but the composite was pretty much unchanged, and the Dow Jones was also up about 0.5%. In the currency markets, the yen was a bit weaker in here today and has weakened again below the 100 yen level, and that translated into a rally in the Nikkei of about 1.3%. The Topix banks sector was also really quite positive, and we continue to see that the Japanese market is improving. And the Nikkei has put on about 2,500 points in the last 6 weeks. And nothing has occurred to suggest that it isn't going to continue to push up to retest its highs for the year. In the commodity markets, oils are the spread between Brent crude and West Texas Intermediate continues to contract. So while WTI was stronger today by $1.57. Brent crude was only up by 11 cents. And that brings the spread now down to approximately 70 cents. And that's a massive tightening, considering that in the latter portion of last year, the spread was upwards of $15. And part of the reason for that is because the supply bottleneck at the Cushing area in the USA has been freed up, and WTI has become fungible on the global market, and that has caused this spread to decline. And even as the spread has declined, natural gas, which is the real big story in terms of the USA's energy, has pulled back to the region of $3.50, and has steadied, particularly in here today. It was up 18 cents. And that's also the region of the 200-day moving average. And this has been a rangy uptrend. And while it's hard to imagine a scenario for why natural gas should rally very much beyond $4.50 upwards, or even $5, There's also the increasing demand for what is really quite a cheap energy commodity. And in comments of the day today, I've posted a press release from Caterpillar, and they've shipped their first dual fuel engines to Japan for the maritime sector. And it was also interesting that Union Pacific Railroad's earnings in here today, that they were commenting on the potential for natural gas powered locomotives. So with a low price environment, particularly on a relative basis for natural gas, then the potential for demand avenues to open up puts a floor under the market, and it does suggest that we're going to see this ranging environment, but ranging with an upward bias, persist for really the foreseeable future. And in the precious metals, gold extended its rebound in here today, and it closed out the day at $1,283. So far, the rally has been relatively similar size to that we saw in April, and a good deal of the overextension relative to the 200-day moving average has been unwound, at least half of it. It really will need to push back above $1,400 to break the progression of lower rally highs. And if that low down there at 1180 was a medium-term low, then it will find support above it on the next pullback. So the precious metal markets have improved over the last couple of weeks, and the pace of selling in the ETFs has moderated. And really the first upward dynamic in terms of ETF holdings is likely to be a bullish catalyst for the sector more generally, but we haven't seen it yet. And palladium continues to lead, and it was up an additional $9.50 in here today and is testing the $750 area, which is pretty close to the upper side of its range. And palladium has got by far the most compelling fundamentals and probably the potential for supply disruption in platinum increases the possibility that we're going to see a failed downside break out of this range, and it is holding above $1,400 in here. Now, Ben Bernanke was before the Senate Banking Committee in here today, and he was pretty measured, and really there hasn't been a great move in the markets. I think people have really been anticipating exactly what he was going to say. But what we have seen is that the dollar has strengthened a bit in here, and particularly against some of the commodity currencies, and not least the Australian dollar. And the RBA has made it really quite clear that they don't want a strong currency. So we've had this marked deterioration in the strength of the Australian dollar. And that's probably best illustrated by the cross between the Aussie dollar and the British pound, because it looks like a completed base formation and currently forming a first step above that base for the pound. And while one on the face of it, the relative health of the Australian economy versus what has been a very difficult environment for the British economy really isn't reflective of what's happening in the stock markets, and we should probably look forward and see, well, which is the one that is likely to outperform over the next few years as the commodity investment and development of new mines on which the Australian commodity bull market has been based has really slowed down, whereas the UK is slowly but surely making its way out of what has been a very difficult environment. And that does look like we're going to see the pound outperform over the medium term. And in the soft commodities sector, the grains and beans were all a bit weaker in here today. And all of those have had this rather large contract change, which has created a step in their continuation charts. And since that that contract change, they've been really quite weak. And elsewhere in the soft commodities sector, the sugar market has steadied somewhat, and both coffee contracts have been rallying, and cocoa has also been rallying. So we are starting to see these commodities trading on their individual merits, which is why lumber is a bright spark in here. The short-term oversold condition is being unwound. It is continues to rally. And the lumber REITs, which didn't fall nearly as far as lumber on its pullback, have all found support in the region of their 200-day moving averages and are improving on that performance in here at present. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.